Love can make us do crazy things, right? It's 99.7 DJX. I mean, sometimes you will hand your boyfriend a cassette and he'll hit play and then he'll hear.
Why?
'Cause I can make you love me.
Why must you? Why must you continue to rub salt in my wounds?
I think you're fine, Kelly. Or, you know, you'll do things because you're trying to hang on to something or trying to get something and you don't know how to express it. And the only way you can do it is by, art. By art.
Yes. Songs or poems.
Yeah, writing
poems.
That's
the only way you can convey your feelings the way you want to.
Yeah, that's right. So, Lucy, we connected with her last week, and she was wanting to tell, like, she'd grown up with this guy. He'd moved away to Florida for a couple years, probably, like, to school or whatever. We didn't press. But then he's moving back, and so she's like, I just want to kind of go from being just friends to more.
And I need to tell him, and I feel like I've got the perfect way to do that. What do you think?
Yeah, and so, you know, she probably, you know, in some sort of, you know, candlelight, penned a little poem for him. Should we?
It was an intense poem.
Should we reread the poem?
Well, I mean, maybe.
Okay.
It was a lot.
I have it. Hang on.
You have it? Okay. Yeah. Set the mood.
She said, okay. I feel so empty. Please, fill my heart with your baby blue eyes.
Ooh, okay.
Brighten my room with your crystallized smile.
Very descriptive.
Make me feel alive again with your jocular personality.
I'm gonna look that up.
Let's take a moment and see through each other's eyes. The pain, the love, the sorrow, and the fright that lies behind.
This is a lot.
And I will diminish your pain. I will break the cold with my warmth. I will sink into your world and become you.
Become you?
I will show you that what you've never experienced before.
Okay.
I will protect you.
That's sweet.
I'll unveil and let you into my world.
All right.
Whatever you do, don't lose track.
Uh-huh.
Don't get lost.
Okie doke.
If you do, find your way back.
All right.
Find your way back to me.
Oh, there it is.
I'm always here waiting for that gregarious soul.
Wow, she uses big words.
I'm always here for you. I will swing on the clock and wait for the time to tick for us to be together again.
Okay, I think we get it. I think we get it.
May not be now.
All right.
May not be sometime soon.
Okay.
But I will never lose sight of those baby blues.
Oh, well.
I will never let myself drift away from you.
Uh-huh.
My heart still burns for you.
Okay.
My body is in sync with you.
Oh, well.
No matter what, our love is profound.
Okay. Oh, it was a lot. It was a lot. I think the consensus was like, maybe we don't. Maybe we don't with that. It feels a little aggressive because, again, have fallen out of touch.
I mean, maybe
for a couple
it could come
of years.
Off as a little bit intense if
right.
He
and we were just
hasn't
saying, let's just dip our toe in establishing just hanging out again. Let's just hang out again first.
Yeah, a lot
throw
of
out
us
some flirty vibes, see if we get it back, and then maybe move forward with our feelings.
Yeah. So did she listen? We have an update. We got it, and we'll give it to you next. So our listener Lucy wanted to tell her best friend from when she was a kid that she'd love to go from friends to something more, right?
Yes.
She wrote him a long poem expressing her love and her want for this. He's moving back from Florida. We kind of suggested that she wait on giving that love poem to him. But did she listen? We have the update.
Okay, she says, hey, Ben and Kelly. Okay, mm-hmm. So before you say anything, yes, I heard the segment.
Okay, great.
Yes, I heard you and the listeners say, do not give them the poem yet.
Yes.
I heard that.
Yes.
And yes, I absolutely gave him the poem anyway.
Go on.
So he came into town this past weekend to look for places to stay since he's moving back.
Right.
And I got really excited.
Right.
So, like the friend I am, mm-hmm. I offered to help him look at apartments, which actually went pretty great.
Okay.
We toured places, we talked about old times, we laughed a lot, and he even found a place he's planning to move into.
Okay.
So the whole day just felt very, this is meant to happen.
Meant to happen. Coded, yes.
So then I decided to give him the poem. But I told him not to read it until later because even I knew in my soul that it could be a lot.
Okay.
But I figured if I'm already emotionally spiraling, might as well commit fully, right?
Oh my gosh.
Diving right in.
Oh, shoot. Okay.
So later that night, he texted me and said, thank you for the poem. It was very thoughtful.
Oh. Okay.
Thoughtful? Not, wow, you scared me. Not, we need to talk. So now I'm kind of floating.
Oh.
I'm excited about the future. He's moving back. He knows how I feel. And honestly, if I'd waited like you told me to, he might never have known my true feelings at all. So thank you, Ben and Kelly. And thank you to the listeners, too. Even though your advice was technically don't do this, it still somehow worked out. LOL.
Wow. Okay.
So here's my moral of the story. Sometimes you leap before the net appears. Sometimes the poem escapes your purse. And sometimes it's okay to be a little unhinged in the name of honesty.
Make you love me if you don't.
Why? Why?
So...
That did not work out for me, by the way.
So did she just say, okay, so, okay, all right. Real quick. We did say dip your toe in the water.
We did.
We did say feel it out.
We did.
She just took that and crunched it down into an afternoon.
Yes. Yep. She dipped the, she dipped her toe in that afternoon and then decided cannonball after that.
Says, you know what? Let's go.
Yep.
And she did. And he said, thank you for the poem. That's so very thoughtful.
He said thoughtful.
She read that as hopeful, as good.
Yes, she did. Yes, she did. She did. She's got hope with that. Like, he didn't turn around and go running for the hills. So she is thinking,
I'm in.
Progress.
I'm in. All right.
Yeah. How are we all feeling about the word thoughtful?
If I gave my crush a love poem that I made, mm-hmm. and they got back to me later and said, that's very thoughtful, mm-hmm. depending on how locked in I am, I might be kind of like her and go, so you're telling me there's a chance?
Yeah. I'm hoping that maybe he's just marinating in it a little bit. He's still processing. I mean,
again, it's
a lot to process.
Sure, but you know, obviously she felt something in their little afternoon apartment searching.
She felt some vibes.
Yeah, I think that was great that they were able to do that. She felt it. She went full send and gave him the love poem.
I would have paused a little more. I would have paused just a little bit, but she didn't. And you know what? Sounds like it's working for her.
She recognized that.
Yep.
And she says, look, sometimes you got to leap before there's a net.
Yep, she did.
Let nature take its course.
And she's still floating.
That's right. All right. Well, hey, thank you, Lucy, for the update. Keep us posted.
I'm invested. I need this to be a happy ending for her now.
Right. So
I
want to know, what's the most unhinged thing you did for love? And did it work?
And we say unhinged, Lucy, with a lot of love and affection.
Well, you even said unhinged.
You did.
So,
it was a word she used.
Yes. So we're just taking that. I'd love to hear yours, all right? 502-795-1997 is our number. You can call or text or send us a voice note either way.
And has a mixtape ever worked for you?
Kelly's hanging on to that mixtape.
Didn't work for me.
No.
Maybe it's just that I needed more songs. I just gave the cassette single.
Yeah.
That was just one song. I needed more songs.
That was your tragic flaw.
And maybe that should have been like my finale. I don't know.
Yeah. It's 99.7 DJX.